In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
So a little boy was born in 1812 on the south coast of England. He was smart as a Dickens, and in his earliest years, he received a decent education. Now, his family loved the high society. They were invited to parties, they hosted many themselves, always had the finest clothes, the best food. When this boy was about 10 years old, it all came crashing down. That lavish life had been borrowed, and the bills couldn't be paid. Now, the dad was thrown into debtor's prison, and this boy, 11 years old, mind you, 11 years old, was sent to London alone to live in someone's attic and work in a shoe polish factory. The fumes and the chemicals of this shoe polish was making him sick, was making everyone else sick. 12-hour days, work days. And then he had horrible living conditions in this attic. It was blazing hot in the summer, freezing cold in the winter. And who likes to sleep among rats? When the dad finally got out of prison, the family got a little bit of inheritance money. He was able to pay his debt, got out of prison. And they decided to invest all that money in their smartest child, which of course was not to be this boy, but his sister Fanny. This boy was expected to continue to work in the factory. Now this boy, who wasn't smart enough to invest an education in, was named Charles Dickens. Perhaps you've heard of him. He would, of course, write an amazing number of works, including Oliver Twist, The Tale of Two Cities, and perhaps his most famous of all, A Christmas Carol. Now, many say that Charles Dickens was born to write, was born to create stories. Many would say that's why he was born. They would be wrong. They would be wrong. This week in the church, we're celebrating the Nativity of the Virgin Mary, the birth of the Lord's Mother. It's the beginning of the church new year. It's the beginning of the school year. It's the beginning of the story of Christ's entrance into the world. When Mary is born, we're only one generation away from the Messiah, one generation away from the Savior. Mary would be the one to give birth to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Son of God in the flesh. And many would say Mary was born to give birth to the Savior. Many would say that's why she was born. They would be wrong. Now, that's certainly what she did, but it's not why she was born. In our familiar gospel reading, Jesus had just finished teaching, and a woman in the crowd raises her voice and says, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you," which of course forces Jesus into a response. Now, it doesn't say this in Luke's gospel, but I can see her words rubbing Jesus the wrong way. Kind of an moment for the Lord. Because the woman is partly right. I mean, Mary is a thrice-blessed woman, but it's not because she had baby-making abilities. I mean, that's almost an insult to who she was. She's more than a womb and breast to bring a child into the world. And Jesus says that. He says, no. It's much more than that. It is so much more than that. Jesus says, no, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Who hear the word of God and keep it, to hear and to hold and to live the word of God. Mary is blessed because she heard the word of God and kept it. Mary is blessed because she heard the word of God through her parents. She's blessed because she heard the word of God through the priests of the temple. She's blessed because she heard the word of God through scriptures, and even directly from angels. And she kept it. She held it. She did the word. You know, at the wedding at Cana, she was compassionate towards the couple. She was faithful to the cross until the very end. She was with the disciples at Pentecost to receive the Holy Spirit. And that's why she's blessed. That's why she was born, was to hear the word of God and keep it. Charles Dickens was born to write. Yes, but no. What did he write? His works promoted empathy, social justice, taking notice of our fellow man. And even though his works were largely secular, They still had a great spiritual direction, every one of them. They still had a spiritual push. Charles Dickens didn't just write books. The word of the gospel lived in his heart, and he conveyed that word through stories, even secular stories. And that's why he was born, was to convey the gospel. Charles Dickens was born to convey the gospel in a way unique to him, but it was still to convey the gospel. And that was clearly Mary's calling, and that's really our calling. One of the Old Testament readings prescribed for the Nativity of the Virgin Mary is the story of Jacob having a dream of a ladder extending from earth to heaven. And God's at the top of the ladder, and angels are ascending and descending. They're going up and down on this ladder. We even have a weather phenomenon we've named after this. It's called Jacob's Ladder. It's when the clouds, it's a cloudy evening, and then the clouds break in just a few spots, and you see those beams of light, you know, coming down. That's actually called a Jacob's Ladder after this story. It's after the story of him seeing a vision of earth being connected to heaven, and this beam of light connecting earth and heaven. Well, it's easy to see why it would remind us of Mary, why it would remind the church of Mary. She's a ladder that brought the Son of God from earth to heaven. She's that beam of light. She's a one that connects this creation to the kingdom to come and the kingdom already present. But that dream, that vision of Jacob's of the ladder connecting earth and heaven, it's more than just Mary. It's more than just for her. That ladder is for all of us. And so that ladder raises the question, why were you born? Why were you born? You were born to be a ladder that brings God to earth. That's why you were put on this earth, to bring God here. And you were born to bring your corner of earth to heaven. That's why you're here, to bring God to earth and to bring your corner of earth to heaven. Now, I'm a priest, but I wasn't born to do church services. I was born to hear the word of God and keep it. I was born to be a ladder uniting earth to heaven. Doing church services is simply one particular way to do that. And you were born to hear the word of God and keep it. And you were born to be a ladder uniting earth to heaven. And therefore, it is up to you to find the particular way in which you will do that, or the particular ways in which you will do that. In the end, when we consider the celebration of Mary's birth, we're not celebrating her baby-making abilities, and Jesus makes that very clear. We're celebrating the fact that by hearing and keeping God's word, she brought heaven to earth. That's what we're celebrating. And may each of you, may each one of us find ways to do the same. Amen.
Amen.